Hey guys, Jason Kaplan here from the United States of America. I wanted to talk to you guys again a little bit more about motivation. I talked to you briefly before. This is kind of like a part two of a two-part series here, you could say. I had some experience with a company that was very different compared to some of the other companies I work with, and that company was called Carnival Cruise Line. And this is a company that has big boats that puts 5,000, 3,000, 4,000 people on their boats. They have about 25 boats in their fleet, and it's for a week of vacation. So they would send everybody out to the Caribbean, to Canada, to Alaska, to Hawaii, you know, cruises anywhere from 3 days all the way up to 2 weeks or 14 days. So what I did with this company was I was in sales. So when you're in sales, typically in America, you are paid only on what you sell. My experience was is that I made very little per hour, $8 per hour, which is you can't live off of $8 per hour, let's just say, because you know your rent or your mortgage in America is often $1,100, $1,200, you know, if you wanted to live in a nice city in a decent part of town. So I was always, you could say, under the gun had some pressure on myself to perform and to sell cruises because if I didn't, I would not make enough with my salary to live. So this was a very unique environment for me. And the company Carnival has a very unique culture. They're very fun. They're very inspirational all the time. They always are coming up with fun competitions to motivate their employees because, you know, when you are in sales, it's all about getting your energy up, getting your confidence up. If you don't come to the office ready to work and motivated to work, you're not going to sell anything because the person that you're talking to on the phone is not going to feel that energy from you. So we went through each month with a calendar of sales. Sometimes we would go 3 or 4 days with what I would call kind of like fake sales, where they would put the name of a sale on the internet, but it was just a marketing plan. It wasn't really truly any real benefit to the customer. We kind of held back those really good sales for only certain times of the month. And as an employee, I kind of knew that, but I always tried very hard. But let me tell you, on the sale days, the days that they were offering great discounts to put a deposit on your vacation or reserve your cruise for a small amount of money, those are the sales that we were always very motivated for. But I wanted to tell you a story about my sales manager. His name was Gene, and every big sale, he would always gather all of us up talking about a sales floor consisting of probably about 200 people. So he had to talk very loud, and that was not a problem for Gene. Gene loved to talk. But he always told the story of the lion and the gazelle. And the lion and the gazelle is an interesting story that anybody can find like something to pull from, because in the morning, you're either the lion or you're the gazelle, meaning that the lion every morning wakes up and tries to outrun the gazelle because that's his dinner. And if you're the lion, that's your job. You have to outrun the competition because if not, you're going to go hungry that day and you're not going to eat. On the other hand, if you're the gazelle, you need to outrun the lion so you don't get killed that day. So kind of a fierce, brutal speech that Gene would love to put out there. But this is the kind of thing that goes on in sales. Sales is very cutthroat, you could say, which is very performance driven. It's a what have you done for me lately kind of world, where you could be fantastic the month before, and if you don't perform at that same level or better the next month, they could look to replace you. That's what I mean by cutthroat. It's not the kind of place where you can stay an employee for a long time if you don't perform. So not only did Gene do that, he also would encourage us to stay late by providing dinner. So in France, you often just work 30 to 35 hours per week. Well, in America, for a sales corporation like Carnival, 30 to 35 hours usually only gets you through about half of your week. By Friday, you're probably already put in about 60 hours, and they encourage you to stay longer. And one way they do that is they encourage you to stay longer by giving dinner to you. So they would say, stay late and get yours. And we would have pizza or Chinese food or sandwiches. And they would make coffee all the time. And they wouldn't ask you to get up and go get the coffee. They would bring it to you to encourage you to sit at your desk and continue to call people to try and sell cruises to them. So it got to a point where I would work there for a long time. And at first I was very motivated, but towards the end, it almost was an imbalance of they wanted so much all the time. I was kind of missing my other part of my life where I was spending time with my family and my friends. And I'll get to that part in another podcast, but that was one of the big cultural differences that I saw between the United States and France, is that the people here definitely have a more of a quality of life and a balance of life compared to the US, where if you're working in sales, it's very performance driven. They ask you to work a lot of hours, and you often just occupy your entire day, your entire week, and your entire month and even year with just work. So it's very difficult. That's all for now. Motivation part 2. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'll talk to you next time.